This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian officials said a Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court on Saturday sentenced 12 people to prison terms for more than 4 years to nearly 7 years in a high-profile rioting case linked to the storming of the city legislature during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The Legislative Council break-in on July 1, 2019 saw protesters smashing windows, streaming inside the building in public anger over an extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send people to mainland China for trial. It was a pivotal moment in the months of civil unrest in the city, which marked the boldest uprising against the Chinese Communist Party since the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests in Beijing. In sentencing, District Judge Lei Ziho described the incident as a serious blow to the city's rule of law. He sentenced actor Gregory Wong, who was earlier found guilty of rioting, to 6 years and 2 months in prison.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been, quote, struck by a missile off the port city of Hodeida, but later said that further inspection of the vessel in daylight found no damage. It described the crew as being safe and said the ship was continuing on its way. The Houthis later claimed responsibility for the attack. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation of forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for 6 more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called for drivers of Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.